Tais was here on the bottom of base, on the base, going over to the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, quotes a Gemara later from Daf Chav Dalet, I think, where the Gemara says, Gemara alludes to the Machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Lozer, with Eidi Chasi Makarsi, Eidi Masiri Karsi. And the Gemara says, what's the difference Halacha L'maisa with the Eidi Chasi Makarsi, Eidi Masiri Karsi? So the main difference is that you have to have Eidi Chasima. Reb Meir holds that every shtar kinyan only functions because it serves as a shtarai. By my giving you a raya that the house belongs to you, that causes that the house belongs to me. And I'm giving the girl a raya that she's married to me, that accomplishes that she becomes married. So it's only called a shtar raya if you have Eidi Chasima. That's the main difference. And Reb Loza holds that a shtar kinyan is good without Eidi Chasima. You have Eidi Nasiri, you don't need Eidi Chasim. That's the main difference. But the Gemara has additional differences. So here, on our daf, the Gemara will get back to what we're skipping here. The Gemara has here, Ule Rabba Di Omer, here, two lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Gemara, Ule Rabba Di Omer, L'Pishem Dikim L'Shma, Rabba says the reason why they instituted that the shliach lahilocha from Chutz Lord should say, should be required to say b'fanenechtam, it really means b'fanenechtam l'shma. To be aware that the ksiva was l'shma and the chasima was l'shma. So the Gemara says, ule rabba di omar, v'shem v'kim l'shma, man haitana, whose opinion is it? The Mishnah doesn't represent anybody's, man haitana, the boy ksiva l'shma, boy chasima l'shma. Who is it who requires l'shma both on the ksiva saget and the 12 lines? And the two lines of Chasima, I Reb Meir. If you hold like Reb Meir, all you need is Chasima Lishma. The Ksiba can be written Shaloi Lishma. The Gemara quotes Reb Nachman here, the last line on Gimel Amud Beis. Omer Reb Nachman, I'm a high Reb Meir. Reb Meir's opinion was, I feel him at Soba Ashpa. One man, his name is Reuven Ben Yaakov, he's married to Rochel Bas Elio. He wrote a get to give to his wife, then he decides not to divorce, so he throws the get in the garbage. Instead of ripping it up, he throws it in the garbage. Another man walks by and he finds a get in the garbage. He says, that's my name. That's my wife's name. A different couple, totally different couple. They have the same name. He picks up from the garbage, so he says, Reb Nachman says, according to Reb Meir, it's good as long as the chasima is lishma. Reb Meir holds all you need is chasima lishma, whereas according to Reb Loza, you don't need chasima at all. You don't need Eidi Chasim at all on a star kinyan. On a star raya, of course you need Eidi Chasim, it's not a raya. But on a star kinyan, there's no need for Eidi Chasim. So when the Torah requires Lishma, has to refer to the 12 lines, doesn't refer to the Chasim, you don't need the Chasim. But according to Reb Meir, it only refers to the Chasim. So the Gemara asks, on the last two lines on Gimel Amud Aleph, well, the Rabba Diyamah, Lefishem became Lishma, Man Haitana, whose opinion is it, the Mishnah, that you need both Ksib Lishma and Chasib Lishma, not the two famous Tanoim? Reb Meir holds you only need Chasib Lishma. The writing of the 12 lines can be Shalom Lishma. And according to Reb Lozer, Eidi Masiri Karasi, you don't need Eidi Chasim at all. So obviously the Ksib, the 12 lines need Lishma. Whose opinion is it? More finally comes up, oh, there's a Tana Reb Yudah. Here on the top of Dalet and Aleph, Rabashi Amar Hamani Rab Yudahi. That's about 7 lines from the top. Mishnah goes like the Tana Rab Yudah, not like the either of the two famous Tanaim, not Rab Meir, not Rab Lozer. Those are the two famous Tanaim. So there is one, the main difference between Rab Meir and Rab Lozer, do you need Eidi Chasima? According to Rab Lozer, you don't need Eidi Chasima at all. The Mishnah says, here, Tosfos, take a look, Gimel of a base. And the Tosfos de Ramascha, Reb Lozer right there. So the last two lines in the Tosfos, it says, Ba'ashaleach l'kamon daf lamedala namedbeis. But he called the Mishnah, Hiskin Reb Gamliel, Sheyehu ho'edim chesmim alaget, et neitikin ho'olam. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It's a takonis Reb Gamliel. It's a din d'oraisa, according to Reb Meir. If you don't have Eidi Chasima, the get is no good. The Gemara says, no, Reb Gamliel holds like Reb Lozer, that you don't need Eidi Chasim at all. But he made a takana the Rabbanon, Sheyuhu Eidim Chasmalaget. So So Rabbi Loza also requires Eidei Chasim. And Tosfos says, not true. That's not the way you read the Mishnah. Lo shetzorach lasas kein, not hiskin Rabbi Gamliel, made a takon, you should always have Eidei Chasim. Not true. They prove from the Mishnah that it's not so. El tikein, he gave an Eitz HaTayva, he gave a recommendation. A takana usually means a requirement, the Rabbanan. They made a takana to read the Megillah on Purim. They made a takana to light Neres Chanukah. On Chanukah here, it's not he made a takana, you have to have Eidei Chasim. They should educate the public that it's in the best interest of the woman if they have Eidei Chasim, because if you're going to rely on Eidei Mesira, they may move out of the neighborhood, or they may die, and then how is she going to be able to prove that she got the work? So it's a recommendation. But it's not that it's required, not from the Torah, not from the Rabban. So the main difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Loza is, do you need Eidei Chasim or not? Do you need Eidei Chasim? Then there's another difference, what part of the get has to be written Lishma? According to Rabbi Meir, that you need Eidei Chasim, but the need for Lishma is only on the two lines with the signatures. But according to Rabbi Loza, the need for Ksiva Lishma is on the 12 lines in the get. You can't go on the Chasimas, you don't need Chasimas. According to Rabbi Meir, why do you say it only goes on the Chasima? The Gemara B'Feirish. The last two lines on Gimel on the base. Amar Rab Nachman, the last line on Gimel on the base. Amar Rab Nachman, Oy Mahoy Rab Meir. Meir's opinion used to be, Afilim Etzol Ba'ashpa. One husband wrote the get to give to his wife, and he changed his mind not to divorce his wife. Then he threw the get in the garbage. He didn't rip it up. And then the other husband found it in the garbage. He said, that's my name, that's my wife's name, I'll use it. So Rav Nachman says it's good men ator, it's good men the Rabbanan. Rav Meir doesn't require lishmoa by the ksivas haget, the 12, only the chasima. Why? How do they know that? How do they know that? What's the logic? So the pashta says like this. According to Rav Meir, what's the mechanics? How does the shtar kinyan work? By my giving the girl, if the girl agrees to marry me, by my giving the girl a shtar raya that we are married, that accomplishes that we become married. By my giving you a shtar raya that the house belongs to you, that accomplishes, that changes, that creates the kinyan. I gave you a raya, the house is yours, now the house belongs to you. I give my wife a raya that we are divorced, so it becomes divorced. So the raya is the two signatures on the last line. That's the Haggadah Seder, that's the raya. The 12 lines on the top is just the Gil and Milsa B'Yama. What are they testifying? But the Raya is the two Chasimas on the bottom. So the Shtar consists only of two lines on the bottom, the two Chasimas on the bottom. Everything that it says above that is just a Hechetimtze to know what are the witnesses testifying. You can have a Goy type it. A Goy can't write it yet, because whenever you need Lishma, whoever is Zayin B'Torahs can create Lishma. Rabbi Natan post Takatosis and Gittin. Here's the Tosis, Mem Hei on the base. Comment here, the second Tosis on the top, the third Tosis, Kol She Eshna Mikshiri Eshna Biksiva. The Gemara says, in Chumash Dvarim, we mentioned a few times, in Chumash Dvarim is different from the other Chumashim. In Chumash Dvarim, we darshan smuchim. We call it Darkul, we don't darshan. If you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, that's a hekesh. So we assume there's a connection between the two. If you have two psukim written next to each other, so in Kol HaTarakuli you don't darshan smuchim except for Chumash Dvarim. The Gemara explains why, because Chumash Dvarim was Moshe Rabbeinu mipi atzmai amora. Moshe Rabbeinu, a month before he dies on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he died on Zayin Adam. So Rosh Chodesh Shvat says the beginning of Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give over the whole Torah of Al-Peh to Bnei Yisrael. So he said over one din, and that reminded him, by association, that reminded him of another din. So he said the second din, then by association, that reminded him of the third din, a fourth din, and the whole Seder Dvarim. That's the way people talk. One thing reminds me of another thing, reminds me of another thing. So that's why in Chumash, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, write it down, I'm going to dictate it to you, not the way you said it, I'm going to dictate in my language, but write it down in the same order that you said it. So we assume that there's an association, there's an action between the second din and the first din, the third din and the second din. Each time he said another din, by association that reminded him of another din. So that's what the Gemara says in the beginning of Yevamos, Randav Hei or so. Then a Chumash Dvarim is the one Chumash that you dash and smoke. So there are many, many, many famous dinim deraisa that are based in Parshas Kisetzi a lot. This week said a lot of dinim. Many, many dinim. So one of the many dinim is over here. It says Kshat Malos and Kriyashma. You say it every day. Kshat Malos Ayadech Vahayra Tepelis Beinanecho. Uchsavtam al mezuzas beisecha bisharecha. The only one who is kosher to write Uchsavtam al mezuzas, the only one who can write a mezuzah, is one who is a bar kshira. But women are not mechuyev in tefillin. Women are not mechuyev in tefillin, we point out. It's not because it's a mitzvah says it shas magrama. That's not the reason why. There's such a taisvis in Erevin that women are part of tefillin because the mitzvah says magrama. Rabbi Kivega on the side of the page points out that's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Kiddush, in the end of the first parak, that women are potter from tefillin, whether, even if you hold that it's not a zman grom, even if you hold the Shabbos v'yantav is man tefillin, a laila is man tefillin, you literally mechuyev to wear tefillin 7 days a week, Shabbos and yantav, chol hamoed, bayoma, balaila, you never potter, it's not a zman grom, still women are potter from tefillin. Why? Because you darshan smuchim. Because the pasuk by tefillin says right after the pasuk, "Shenatam lavanecha v'debarta b'om." So Talmud Torah, "Shenatam lavanecha v'lo livno secha." There's no chiyuv to teach Torah to the women. There is a chiyuv to educate your children. They should, if you just give birth to children, you let them run loose. You're not yotzei the mitzvah of Pirei Berivya. The mitzvah of Pirei Berivya is to transmit the masorah to the next generation. That's why the Gemara says, "Kodem matan Torah, the mitzvah of Pirei Berivya was pruvu milas haaretz v'chipshua, to populate the globe." Then at the, so the Bnei Noach were also mechuyev in Pirei Berivya, right? On the occasion of the matan Torah, so the mitzvah, the whole mitzvah was changed. The nature of the mitzvah was changed. Only applies to the Jewish people, doesn't apply to the non-Jews. And the Rambam seems to hold that the nature of the mitzvah is you only yotzei to the mitzvah if you have Jewish children. You have non-Jewish children, you're not yotzei. That's a ger. A ger, before he converted, had a whole family, a lot of children. Then he converts. So it's a machloikis in the Gemara between Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish. Is the ger yotzei per Rebbe with the children that he had, b'yoso nochri. So we pass like Rabbi Yechon that you are yotzei the mitzvah. So the Rambam writes, if he and the children both converted, so the Magen Mishnah learns Pshat and the Rambam, Pashat Pshat, you're not Yotze Pirei Berivya with non-Jewish children. Kodem Matan Torah, you would be Yotze maybe, because the mitzvah was Milus Haaretz, just to populate the globe. But after Matan Torah, the Rebbe Sham decided there are enough people in the world. You don't have to have more population. He only wants the Jewish people to transmit the Yiddish values, the core values, to their descendants. You have to transmit Yiddishkeit. So if you give birth to children, you don't teach them Torah. You're not really into the mitzvah of Pirei Berivya. So the pasuk says, so the parents have an obligation to teach their daughters Torah also, but they're not mechuyev to teach them things that are not relevant. They don't have to teach them hilchos tzitzit, hilchos tefillin. They have to teach them Shabbos and kashrus and taras v'mishpacha and davening. The mitzvahs that women are mechuyev in. That's what the Beis HaLevi points out. There are two psukim about Talmud Torah. There's a lady has in the Hagdamah to the first volume, and then he has it, one of the Simonim, I think, Simon Bo. He has it again, that there are two psukim about Talmud Torah. One is, Lamadatam Osam, Mishmartam La'Soisam. You have to learn the dinim of the Torah in order to know how to fulfill them. So Talmud Torah is a Hechshe mitzvah that enables you to fulfill the other 612 mitzvahs. And then there's a mitzvah to sit and learn, even if I know all the dinim, I know the kids of Shulchan Aruch. There's a mitzvah to sit and learn even the dinim that are not relevant to me. Even the dinim for Kohanim. I'm not a Kohen, I'm not a lady. Still a mitzvah for the men to learn Kala Terakula, to learn Taras, to learn Kodshim is considered as if that's halacha lamaisa b'zman hazeh. Because the Gemara of b'zman she'ein beis hamikdash kayom, one who reads Parshas Chatas ki lehikrav Chatas, one who reads Parshas Shlomim ki lehikrav Shlomim. And the Shalom affirm so saying, So that's what Rashi writes like that. They only wrote Talmud Bavli on those Masechtas that were halacha l'maisa. That's why there's no Talmud Bavli on Zroim. There's no Talmud Bavli on Taras. So why is there Talmud Bavli on Kochim? Talmud Bavli was written after the Churban by Shedi. So Rashi and Bavli see it right. No, that's halacha l'maisa, because whoever learns the dinim of the Karbon, special din only bar Karbon, it doesn't apply to any other mitzvah. That's Chavetz Chaim has a whole essay like that. who disagrees with the Mabit. Mabit was together with the Beis Yosef in Tzfat at the same time. So the Mabit wrote a Sefer Beis Elokim. So he thinks that that promise of Neshama Fahim Sarsenu applies to any mitzvah that you're unable to do. All the years that the communists didn't let the Jews fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, so when they would leave on Pesach night, they would learn the dinim of matzah. It's considered as if they ate matzah. Or they used to be a Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Zevin, Abshalom Zevin. So when he was an old man, he couldn't go to shul, so he couldn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. So Monday and Thursday mornings, he would go through Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, and it would be considered as if he heard Kriyas HaTorah. So that's what the Mabit writes in the base of the kid. The Chavetz Chaim has a whole essay. Chavetz Chaim was encouraging everybody they should learn Kodshim, Moshiach is on his way, Moshiach is soon to come. And he reprinted, Chavetz Chaim printed the Sefer Asifa Zekenim. That's like a Shita Mukubetzis on Kodshim. He printed the Birchas HaZevach, Netzain Kodoshim, and the Choy Knossan, a few Achronim, and the Rashboam, and Ochazian. A few Achronim he has on Kodshim. So he has a whole introduction about the significance of learning Kodshim Mizman HaZeh. So he says because he feels as if Mashiach is on his way, okay? But more than that, even if you don't live so long to see the Beis HaMikdash, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, he said that's a special din only by Beis HaMikdash and by Hakrobas Karbonus. When you learn the dinim of Karbonus, it's considered Kilo Hikriv. And the Medrash said the same regarding the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Even if you don't succeed in it, you can't build the Beis HaMikdash now. The Arabs won't let you. They have a mosque over there. So even if you don't build the Beis HaMikdash, but if you learn Mishnayos Midos, you learn the dinim of how the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be laid out, that's, you also say, Neshama Farm So Saying, it's considered as if you fulfilled it. So getting back, so there are two mitzvahs in Talmud Torah. So the one mitzvah, the women Amchayiv. Talmud Torah doesn't exist as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's a hechsher mitzvah that enables the women to fulfill. The women go shopping. A lot of times they cheat the store. They're gnevim, so they have to learn Hilchos Mekachtos, and they sell sheitlin, and they overcharge you, and they give you faulty merchandise. So they have to learn the dinim to know not to cheat the customers. They know they're the customers, not to cheat the owner in the store. They have to learn Hilchos Mekach Memkar. You have to learn, the women have to learn Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Tasha, Kashrus, Hilchos Taras HaMishpacha. They have to learn the dinim to know to observe. But the other din, as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, to learn Talmud Torah b'hasmode, that only the men are mechuyim. So that pasuk, v'shinantam levanecha, is written right next to the pasuk, k'shartam losal yodecha. So just like women are potter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, so two women are potter from tefillin. It's not because it's magrav. Then, according to some Tanaim, you learn out from tefillin to kol haTorah kula that women are exempt from tefillin because of that. It's smuchim. It's right next to the pasuk v'shinantam levanecha. So then we say the reason why they put tefillin from tefillin because it says man grama. So all others man gramas also. But if you all like the Tana tefillin is not as man grama, still the women are put them. And the mokah from it says man grama, women are put them. Different mokah, not that pasuk. So here the Gemara has a din. A woman is b'chayiv in mezuzah. The Mishnah in Kiddush, in the end of the first parak, says, women are b'chayiv in all the mitzvah says, shalai az man grama, but mitzvah man grama, the women are potter. So Mishnah gives an example, women are b'chayiv in mezuzah. So can a woman write her own mezuzah? Can a woman write her own mezuzah? So the Gemara says no, because it says, k'shatam lo sal yadecha, v'chsavtam al mezuzah, z'beisecha, v'sherecha, v'sheyeshna v'kshire, yeshna v'ksivim, v'sheyeshna v'kshire, women are not b'chayiv in tefillin. Non-Jews are not mechuyev in tefillin either. So whoever's not mechuyev in tefillin can't write a mezuzah. So Tosfos says, Mikano Emer Rabbeinu Tam. You see the Tosfos. Mamhem and Beit Dizah, famous Tosfos. Mikano Emer Rabbeinu Tam to Ein Isha Ogeres Lulav. If you hold Lulav Tzorach Eged, we pass on Lulav, Ein Tzorach Eged. So you can't say that you're not Yotzei the mitzvah. If a woman ties the Eged, you don't need the Eged at all. But if you all like the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda holds lulav tzorach eged the yikuvah. If you didn't tie it up, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. So what's the din if a woman does the eged? Or a woman's going to tie tzitzis. A woman knows how to tie tzitzis. You're going to tie tzitzis. I've been a tam holds that it's puzzle. Why? Given the lamifkedo, since the women are not mechuyev in the mitzvah of lulav, not mechuyev in the mitzvah of tzitzis, so it's because it's a mitzvah, says man grama. So the women are not kosher to do the eger, the women are not kosher to tie the tzitzis. So So the Baal HaTos disagree. Vein and Nira. They disagree, and they bring a Rai from Sukkot. The Gemara says Sukkot is Gambrach Rakvash. Gambrach is a Rosh Tevis. What does it stand for? Goyim, Noshim, Behemoth, Kusim, something like that. If a woman constructs the Sukkah for herself, it's also good. So according to Rabbi Natan, that whenever a woman, any mitzvah that the women are potter from, they're puzzled for doing that, creating that chepta shal mitzvah, how can the Gemara say that women are kosher to construct the sukkah? So the Mefarshim explained Shitas Rabbi Natan. There's a machlekes, where's that Gemara Gamrach? That's on sukkah, chesam and beis. And the next daf, tesam and aleph, there's a mishnah, where there's a machlekes, bisham and bisil, whether you need hanochas haschach lishmo or not. So Bishama you require Hanochas Haskach Lishma. You have to construct the Sukkah Lishma. Chakasukas Tasa Lacha Lishem Choy Vaschem. They dash in the word Lacha, like the Kosach Lo, Sefer Krisis. Kosach Lo Lishma. So here it says, Chakasukas Tasa Lacha. The Gemara darshans on that Pasuk, Chakasukas Tasa Lacha, the Pasuk Shan. As the Pasuk, Chakasukas Tasa Lacha Shivasyam and Baspacham Megonacham Yekvecha. So the Poshim Shat is you should celebrate the festival of Sukkot for a duration of 7 days at that season of the year when you gather in the Tvur, because after Sukkot it's going to start raining. That's the Poshim Shat in the Pasuk. Chag HaSukkot Tasa L'Hoshiv HaSyomim Ba'os B'chom Megon HaChom Yekvech at that season of the year. So the Chazal have an additional level of interpretation in the whole Pasuk from the beginning to the end. Leave out the word Chag for a moment. Sukkot Tasa L'Hoshiv, you should construct the Sukkot Tasa V'Lo Meno Osui. It can't be menasim. Shivas yomim, the sukkah should be sturdy enough to last for 7 days. If you made a sukkah and it's going to collapse within 7 days, you're not yotzei the mitzvah, even the first day that it was up. It has to be royal kol shiva. The schach should be from psalas garm beyekev, from what's left over. How can you give it an additional level of that? But it says chag sukkah. The word chag doesn't fit in. The Gemara says no. Chag HaSukkot, the word Chag means a Korban Chagiga. In the Chumash, the word Chag means a holiday when you're obligated to bring a Korban Chagiga. Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, you're obligated to bring a Korban Chagiga. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a Yontif, there's a mitzvah of Simcha, but it's not called a Chag. Chanukah, in modern Hebrew, you call Chag Purim. In modern Hebrew, you call Chag HaUrim, the holiday of the lights. Chanukah is Chag HaUrim. That's a modern Hebrew, but a biblical Hebrew, the word Chag means a yontif on which you're obligated to bring a Korban Chagiga. So the word Chag originally means a Korban Chagiga. So the Gemara says, leave out the word Chag first, you give an additional level of interpretation. The Pshutu Shal Mikra is also true. In Amikir, it's Medir Shuto. Pshutu Shal Mikra is also true. You should celebrate the festival of Sukkot for a duration of 7 days at the ingathering season before it starts to rain. And Eretz Yisrael doesn't rain in the summertime. So they harvest all the tefillin, they leave it outside, it's not going to get ruined. There's no rain. And then, you've got to bring it inside, into the barn, into the silo, because after Sukkot it's going to start raining, so the food will get ruined. So that's the Pshutu Shal Mikra. No one's disagreeing with the Pshutu Shal Mikra. That's Emes. But there's an additional level of interpretation that the whole pasuk goes on constructing a Sukkot. Sukkot Tasa L'cha. I bet it says Chag, so the Gemara says, Chag HaSukkah is hyphenated. The Sukkah which is compared to a Korban Chagiga, Kishem Shachal, Shem Shamayim, Ala Chagiga, just like it's a Korban in there, it's an Isa Me'ila, not like a Get HaNoah, Kach Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. The Sukkah is hooked to the Mitzvah Sai. It's not like to take some of the wood and use it for your own purposes, the Schach, and we usually assume the Tfanis also. The whole Sukkah is hooked to the Mitzvah Sai. So there's a makleikas, bisham and bisil, and in the Mishnah, the next daf, on tesam and aleph, do you have to place the schach on top of the sukkah, the shmo or not? So according to Bishamai, that the schach has to be placed, the shmo, sukkah's gambach rakvash is no good. The sukkah that's made by the non-Jews is not acceptable. A sukkah made by a woman is no good. But we pass like bisilu. The sukkah only has to be, the schach has to be put up, the shem tzel. If people put it up, they want to have a hut. They want to have children, want to have a hut in the tree, they want to have fun. So they put up a roof, l'shem tzel. It doesn't have to be l'shmo, l'shem mitzvah. So the Rabbeinu Tam is not shveh. The Rabbeinu Tam only said women are puzzled doing the egen on the lulav, if you all like Rabbi Yehuda, the lulav tzarech egen, then the Gemara says you would need asiya lishma in the egen. So a woman is not mechuyev in the mitzvah of lulav, she can't make lishma. Or tying tzitzis, right? And the Tam holds that tying the tzitzis has to be lishma. Not all the Rishonim agree. The Rambam disagrees. The Gemara says that if a non-Jew ties tzitzis, it's possible, because it says, Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'mata lehem yasur lehem tzitzis. Gemara dash, b'nei Yisrael v'yasur v'lo um Yisrael v'yasur. If a goy puts on the tzitzis, it's no good. So the Rambam holds, what do you need a pasuk to say a goy can't put on tzitzis? If you need lishma, if you need lishma when you tie the tzitzis on the beged, so goy zayne b'toyros mitzvah tzitzis, so of course you can't make lishma. So from the fact that you need a pasuk is an indication that you don't need lishma on the tying of the tzitzit. The Gemara says you need lishma when you take the wool and you convert it into string, into thread. Then you need lishma. You can't buy chutei tzitzis from a spool of string from the store that wasn't made lishma. But once the string was made lishma, l'shem mitzvah tzitzit, you don't have to tie it on lishma, according to the Rama. Tosis holds that's ridiculous. You need asiya lishma, even the making of the string. Kabacham, when you tie it on the beged, Tosis holds, you even need lishma so far back. When you shear the wool off from the back of the animal, you don't need lishma. When you clean out the dirt, you don't need lishma. But when you make it into string, you need tviya lishma. So Tosis holds, you need it all the way back till the tviya lishma. And you certainly need lishma when you tie it onto the beged. So that's what the Rabin and Tam said. If a woman, a Jewish woman, who has Kedusha Sitzot, but she's not mechuyev in the mitzvah tzitzis, whoever is Zayin B'Toyras cannot create lishma. The mazel is that women are mechuyev in matzah, even though matzah should have been a mitzvah seser, shaz magroma. So the Gemara has a pasuk that women are mechuyev in matzah. If the women would have not been mechuyev in matzah throughout all the generation, now they bake the matzahs in machinery and have men working the machinery. But years ago, the women used to bake the matzahs. If the din would have been that women would be potter from matzah because it says magrama, then women would have been puzzled for baking the matzah. You have to have afia lishma, you have to have lisha lishma. And always the women always made the matzah. So the mazel is that the women are mechuyev matzah, so they can make lishma. But sukkah doesn't need lishma. We pass on like this, sukkah doesn't need lishma. But that's why women can. Sukkah's gamba harakvash is good. If a goyim made the sukkah, it's good, because you don't need lishma. Yeah. The Rishonim say like that. How did the Gemara know that matzah that's baked by a goy is no good for the Leil HaSeder? They say because a goy doesn't have the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Whoever's any b'toris can create lishma. And shmura matzah means that you need lishma. You need more than that. Shmira michim it's also, but it included in shmura is that you need asir lishma. So that's an important Rabbeinu Tam. This is tiny against Rabbeinu Tam. Only over here the Gemara says, Mishyeshna b'kshira, yeshna b'ksiva. So women are not mechuyev in tefillin, ain't b'kshira, therefore ain't b'ksiva. So it seems in the Gemara that only over here you have a pasuk, that's why you pasul. Any other case you don't have a pasuk. The answer is no. You need a pasuk by mezuzah. Saftama mezuzah, women are mechuyev in mezuzah. So I would have thought women, I would have known on my own, women are not kosher for writing tefillin, because they're not mechuyevin tefillin. Women are not mechuyevin tefillin. So I would have said, women are posel for ksivas tefillin, because they need lishma, and whoever zayin b'toyros can create lishma. But I would have thought that women are kosher for ksivas mezuzah. So that I need a posel, k'sharta mechsaftem, and chumish dvar midash and smuchim. That's one posel next to the other. Vishyeshna b'kshira, yeshna b'ksiva. So since the women are not mechuyev in tefillin, even though they are mechuyev in mezuzah, tefillin, say, v'tar tefillin and mezuzah have one din. So since women are posel for writing tefillin, because the ain't a v'tar is tefillin, so therefore they're posel for writing, say, v'tar and mezuzah as well. Yeah, that's this Rabbi Tam. And the pashtus is when, I remember here in the neighborhood, Bnei Akiva always used to sell dollar dinim. So they always used to have a single girl until she got married. She moved to the south somewhere. But the girl always used to tie the egged on the lulav. So people raised the issue. But the Rabbeinu Tam says a woman shouldn't tie the egged. So the Pashtus says Rabbeinu Tam only meant it within Rabbi Yehuda Shita. According to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, lulav tzarcheged liikuva. If you don't tie together the lulav the hadasim and the arovis, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. So then the Gemara in Sukkah seems to say Rabbi Yehuda would require eged lishma. So then the Rabbi Natam steps in and he says, whenever you need lishma, whoever is Zayin B'Torah cannot create lishma. Rav Chaim in the Seif on the Rambam quotes Rav Simcha Zelig, who was the Dayan and Brisk. I don't think he quotes too many other people in the Sefer of his contemporary. He quotes Rav Simcha Zelig that the Gemara says a goy cannot write a get because goyim don't have an institution of divorce. They don't have a get. Nochem Allah b'nei gerishin dinu. Akum the Eved don't have gerishin. The Rishami has two opinions. What do you mean Akum does not gerishin? So they're stuck. If they married a girl, they're stuck for the rest of their lives with that witch. They can't get rid of the wife. That's one opinion. That's the Catholic Church has adopted that opinion. They don't allow anybody to get divorced. And the Rambam passing like the other opinion in the Rishami, that the goyim have an institution of divorce, but they don't need a piksav. They don't need a get piksav. Either the husband or the wife can initiate the divorce and say, nice knowing you and goodbye and good luck. I don't want to be married anymore. But however you, whatever opinion you accept, one thing is clear, they don't have gerish and piksav. So Rav Simcha Zelig said that the reason why a goy cannot write a get is because whoever, this is where I've been in time, whoever is Zayin B'Torah can't create Lishma. That's what the Rishonim say. Why can't a goy bake a matzah Lishma? The goy is not mechuyev in the mitzvah of matzah. Whoever is not mechuyev in any given mitzvah doesn't have a shaychus, but that's how he can't create Lishma. The Tosfos gives four different reasons why, if you have a get that's signed by goyim, why is it no good? That's the top Tosfos on Tesam and base. So Tosfos presents it as if there are four different reasons. A goy is Zayin B'Torah, so therefore he's possible for writing a get, and a goy can't write Lishma. Tosfos sounds like it's two different reasons. See the first, the third line from the top. If a goy signs, they're talking, a goy signs a get, why is it no good? So he says, La b'nei krisus ninu. The oh the bina lishma sounds like two different reasons. So Rav Chaim quotes Rav Simcha Zelig. He thinks the Rambam doesn't agree. It's one and the same reason. Whoever is Zayin B'Torah, a particular thing, cannot create lishma. And Tosfos has another two reasons why. So getting back again, there is a machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar, machlokes hatanoim. How does a shtar kinyan function? So Rameir's opinion is that a shtar kinyan, the mechanics of the shtar kinyan is when I give a shtar raya to the girl that we are married, that accomplishes that we become married. So according to Rameir, there's a shtar raya. The mechanism of a shtar kinyan, by my giving a shtar raya, it works. So the shtar raya, according to Rameir, is the last two lines. It's how God has said this. The first 12 lines are just a hechitim to know what are the eight and testify. The whole shtar just consists of the bottom two lines. So according to Rameir, you only need ksiva lishma. On the last two lines, I'm hoy Rameir, afila matzah ba'ashpa. That's what they quoted from Rav Nachman. The last line on Gimel and Beis. Rav Meir holds halacha lemaisa. Afi lematzah ba'ashpa, v'chasam en asana lo kosher. The get will be kosher. Yomi niksi v'lishman, the last two lines. Masha enikein, according to Rav Elazar, Rav Elazar holds two different things. Shtar kinyan and shtar raya, two different things. Lo karav zalza, absolutely unrelated. A shtar raya is how God has said this piksav. So the shtar raya only consists of the last two lines. And whatever you have above it is just a hechetim to know what are the witnesses testifying. But a shtar kinyan, you don't need eidei chasima. Shtar kinyan is sipra hamaisa b'ksav, anim salach haveirai. You write the sipra hamaisa, and it's not because by my giving you a raya that it already happened, that causes it to take effect. I didn't give you any raya at all. There are no eidei chasima at all. So Rav Lozer requires ksiba l'shma, the whole text of the shtar. That is the shtar. The sipra hamaisa is the shtar. But according to Rameya, the shtar only consists, every shtar raya only consists of the last two lines, the two chasimas. Let's say, shnayim mochsim metalis. So the Mishnah says in the beginning of Bab Mitzvah, yach loku. Let's say, shnayim mochsim metalis. One is holding on for the whole talis, and one is holding on to a little string in the corner. I have the whole talis like this. He's holding on to a string. The Gemara says, that's not called Shnayim Mochsim Metalis. I'm holding on to the whole talis, the whole thing. So Tosis quotes a Yerushalmi. Tosis there in Babinzi quotes a Yerushalmi. What if there's a Shtar Raya, and I'm holding on, you're holding on to the top, I'm holding on to the bottom. Let's say a Shtar Halvoa. So the Malda says, I dropped the Shtar, you still owe me the $1 million that it says in Shtar. You say, you dropped the Shtar, you paid it in. So, Shnayim Mochsim Metalis, Shnayim Mochsim Mishtar, what do you do? So the Torah says, whoever's holding on to the two Aiden, he's holding on to the whole Shtar. The other guy's holding on to the top part. That's a Hechitim Tzabiyama to know what the Aiden are testifying about. But the whole Shtar only consists of the last two lines, if it's a Shtar Raya. If it's a Shtar Kinyan, then it depends on Rav Meir of Lozer. According to Rav Meir, a Shtar Kinyan, the mechanism of a Shtar Kinyan functioning is by my giving you a Shtar Raya. So the whole shtar consists only of the last two lines. So according to Rav Meir, you only need lishman, the last two lines by the chasima. And the same thing if you have a shtar halvoya, if you have a shtar raya, shtar halvoya we'll have to discuss, is that a shtar raya or a shtar kinyan? So if you have a shtar halvoya, and the malv and the loy are both holding on, I say I dropped it, you say you dropped it, so Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi, whoever's holding on to the chasim, so holding on to the whole shtar, the other guy, whatever he's holding on to, that's holding on to the string in the corner of the beggar. That doesn't count. I'm holding on to the whole shtar. So that's the Gemara's nafkamina. What do you need lishma? That's the top line on Gimel and Beis. According to Rav Meir, you only need lishma on the last two lines. And according to Rav Lozer, you don't need the last two lines. There are no Eidei Chasima. If you want to have Eidei Chasima, the Raya gives them to Eid. But the Ksivas Hashtar is the first 12 lines, so that has to be Lishma. The Sipra Maisa has to be Lishma. So then Tosis now has the top line in the Tosis Gimel Amud Aleph, is quoting the Gemara Lekamon Daf Chob Dalet. The Gemara has another Nafkamina Ladina between Rav Meir and Rav Lozer. What if there are two people in the same city with the exact same name? Husband's name is Yosef Ben Elio, whatever, and the wife's name is Rachel Bas Yaakov, whatever it happens to be. So the Gemara there tells a story. A man is married to two wives before the Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershom. A man is married to two wives, and the two wives have the exact same name. Both of them are Rachel Bas Elio, but two different women. Her father is Elio, and it's different. So can you divorce an Irota get for the older wife? I can't. In my old age, I have enough trouble with one wife. I don't want to have two wives. I get rid of the older wife. I'll keep the younger wife. She's better looking. Sure. So I'll dump the old wife. So I wrote a get for the younger wife. Then I changed my mind. I want to divorce the older wife with the get. So the Gemara says, it's no good because it wasn't written lishma. So the Gemara says, it wasn't written lishma. He wrote it for the Ktana, now he wants to use it for the Gedola. But if he wrote it for the Gedola and he wants to use it for the Gedola, then it would be good. So the Gemara says, but it's no good. It's not muchach mitocho. You look in the get. You don't know whether it's written for the first wife or the older wife or the younger wife. Have exactly the same name. So if it's Mishuloshim, if they wrote the third generation, Tosis before quoted that Gemara. If it has the third generation, it says Rocha Bas Elio Bas Yaakov has. Except many people don't know who the girl's grandfather is, but if you'll research it, you'll find out. So then it has the name of one wife. The name doesn't correspond to the other wife because that's not her grandfather's name. So that's not a problem. But if it's not Mishuloshim, Or let's say her father was a Levi, the other father was not a Levi. So you write HaLevi. In the days of the Gemara, they would only write HaKohen HaLevi if there were two people in the same city with the same name. So they would write HaKohen HaLevi to distinguish. Now the common practice is you always write HaKohen HaLevi as if it's part of the name. But in the days of the Tanaim, it's clear from the Mishnah. So you only would write HaKohen HaLevi like writing Mishuloshim, like writing the third generation. Rachel Bas Eliyahu Bas Yaakov. You only do that if there are two women in the same city with the same name. Rachel Bas Eliyahu, you want to make it clear who the get was intended for. So that's a din that a shtar raya has to be muchach mitoichai. If the shtar raya is not muchach mitoichai, it says Yaakov owes Reuven $1,000. Who's Yaakov? Who's Reuven? You don't know who it is. It says Yaakov Shechter owes Reuven Goldsmith $1,000. Okay. So if there are five people, Yaakov Shechter in New York City, there are millions of Jews here. There are probably many people the same Yaakov, not Yaakov Shechter, and Reuven Goldstone, whatever. So they used to have small villages. Rabbi Soloveitchik always used to insist, or Moshe Feinstein has this also in his Tshuva, so when you write a Ksuba, Ksuba is supposed to be a Shtar Raya. So in New York, you have a lot of people have exactly the same name. So he always said you have to put in the family names also. Moshe Feinstein writes in his Tshuva also, you have to put in the family name, but he never used to do it. So he said, no one does it. Rabbi Moshe also says it's a Shtar Raya. Shtar Raya has to be Mochach Mitoichai. If you live in New York, then millions of people, millions of Jews, and many people have exactly the same name. So you have to have more simonim. You have to write HaKohen, HaLevi, family name, the grandfather's name. The more simonim you give, so the more it'll be Mochach Mitoichai. So the Gemara says like this, if you would hold like Reb Meir, that Eri Chasim Ekarsu, what does it mean? What's the mechanism? What's the mechanics over here? How does a Shtar Kinyan work? By my giving you a Raya that we are married, that accomplishes that we become married. By my giving you a Raya that my house belongs to you, that accomplishes the house belongs to you. I have to give you a Shtar Raya. So a Shtar Raya has to be Mukhach Mitocho. By definition, not Mukhach Mitocho, it's not a Raya. So even though they're not interested in using the Shtar as a Raya, they want to use the Shtar as a Shtar Kinyan. But that's the mechanics. How does the Shtar Kinyan work according to Reb Meir? By my giving you a Shtar Raya, that causes the Kenyan to take effect. That changes the situation and creates the Kenyan. So according to Reb Meir, even Kosov Lagarish, he has a Gedola Ktana, the man has two wives, they have exactly the same name. Even if he had in mind for the Gedola, he can't divorce the Gedola because it's not Mukhach Mitoichai. It's not Mukhach Mitoichai who it was intended for. But if you are like Reb Lozer, that Eidim Mesira Kai, so you don't need Eidim Chasima. So a Shtar Kenyan doesn't have to be a Shtar Raya at all. You don't even need any Chasima. So it's not a Shtar Raya. No Raya at all. Just has a story written there. So according to Reb Lozer, you don't need Mukhach Mitoichai. That's what the Gemara says on Daf Chav Dalet. It's a fundamental machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Lozer. How does a Shtar Kenyan work? Is there only one kind of Shtar? Shtar Raya. Shtar Kenyan works by serving as a Shtar Raya that the house belongs to you. That causes the house to belong to you or not. There used to be a professor here who taught at Bernard Rebel Graduate School. He never understood what was going on. He wrote a whole book on Gittin, and he said, all the Amorai misunderstood the Machlokes HaTanaim. We assume the Amorai understood very well the Machlokes HaTanaim. This is pshat, this is Rabbi Soloveitchik said this pshat, and Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan has this pshat also. If you look at a normal edition of the Nodi Behuda, now they have Nodi Behudas with a likut of Achronim on the bottom of the page. They give you all the Marmakayim is under the sun. But in the old, I don't have the fancy one. If you have the old Nadi Behudas, so in the back of the two volumes of the Nadi Behuda, there have a likut of Achreinim, a few comments on different Shuvas and Nadi Behudas. So they have a comment from Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan on one of the Shuvas Nadi Behuda. He gives this whole pshat, that this is the fundamental, basic machlokes, Reb Meir, Reb Lozer, Reb Eidei Chasima Karsi, Eidei Mesira Karsi. I have to add a little bit more over here just to finish this story. Let's say the Gemara says if I write a document, I owe you $100,000 and I sign my name and I give you the shtar. Then you come back a year later, say, I owe you $100,000, collectible, Elul, Tavshin, Pei Gimel. So you come next year and you have the shtar. So I say, who are you? It says, I owe you. How do I know that you are you? So the Gemara says, Chai Vanu Lechmana is good. Why? The tris is balashtar is mashlim the muchach mitocha. You're holding on to the shtar. You claim that you're the one who lent me the money, you're holding on to the shtar. So the fact that you have tris is balashtar, that's mashlim the muchach mitocha. And it comes out as if it's considered as if the shtar says, I got to say this, that I owe you. You are the you. It says, I owe you. No, it means you. So what's wrong if I have two wives with the same name, Rocha Bas Elio? Why do I have to write the grandfather's name? I have to write Akoyin HaLevi or the family name. Lemishpachas, what her father's family name? What do you need that for? I'm going to write the get for the Gdoyla, and she'll hold on to the get, and she'll say, I gave it to her, she's holding on, so the Tvis Balashtal would be Mashlam and the Buchamitocha. So what's wrong? Why does the Gemara say it's no good? Why does the Gemara say, and Avchav Dalit, the Gemara that takes quotes? The Gemara says it's no good. If the two wives have exactly the same name, why is it no good? It is Muchach Mitoicha. The Tvis Balashtal should be Mashlam and Muchach Mitoicha. So the answer is that a get needs Ksiba Lishma. So Ksiba Lishma means at the time that the Sefer writes it, it should be Muchach Mitoicha. No one's holding on to the get at the time that he writes it. So how is that going to be? It's not Muchach Mitoicha. It has to be Muchach Mitoicha before he gives it to the wife. After Shtari Mom, you don't need Ksiba Lishma. There's no requirement for Ksiba Lishma. But again, in the Ksiba Lishma means it should be Muchach Mitoicha at the time that the Sefer is writing it. So that's where the Gemara says that's a problem. It won't be Muchach Mitoicha until the husband gives it to the wife. But you want it to be Muchach Mitoicha b'shas Ksiba. So that's what the Gemara says. This is the Machlokes, Rab Meir and Rab Lozba, the Eidei Chasim Karsi, Eidei Mesirei Karsi. So what did the Gemara say again? The Gemara was asking, how come Eid Echud is believed? Eid Echud said, the Shliach Lohailoche brings the get from Medina Sayyam, and he says, b'fanei nechtam, and you believe him? And you believe him? So the Gemara says, why is Eid Echad believed? It should be a dov, it should be erva. You should need to aid him. So the Gemara says, nah. Stam safer the dynamic. Like me, it's a miyuta, the miyuta who don't write lishma. So the whole thing was only chumra mid the rabban. In Atayra, we go basarav. Ni ramer chayish le miyuta. This is miyuta, the miyuta la chayish ramer. So the Gemara says the last line on base and base of Rabbanu Hut Yatzrich, the whole thing is a chumra with the Rabbanan to be concerned. To be choshesh lemiyuta, the miyuta, maybe the get was written shalom lishma. So the whole concern is only chashash with the Rabbanan. So mishum yigun akil b'Rabbanan. So when we don't require two aid mikra, then you don't need any aid. You can go basar rube de rube. So the whole thing is only a chashash merabon. So we'll make a leid echad is good. You're right, it should have been a dove shabiyah, but mishum me going to kill it rabon. Then the Gemara asks, hi kuluhu chumruhu, what do you mean? Mishum me going to we'll make a, but we're putting her in a messy predicament. The matzuchas leitrei, if you would have required two edim, every time a man sends a get from Medina Sayyam, we should require two shluchim should deliver it. Two shluchim going to deliver it, so the get will not be able to be canceled later. The imatzu chasalei trei, the Gemara has on the second line from the top of Gimel Amidah, if you would require two shluchim lohiloche, lohiloche bal ma'ar pasalei, the husband will not be able to come later on and say, I never wrote the get, the whole thing is mezuyah, and she's still married to me. But if you only have eid echad, that's what the Mishnah says. I maybe get mendina sayam. Doesn't say I'm a vim get eid echad. A shliach laloch is a single person comes chad. So you're making a kula for the girl, but you're messing her up for the rest of her life. You're ruining her. What'll happen in the? It's a little unlikely that the husband is going to come and say that it's mizuyif. But what are you going to do? The husband comes and mizuyif. And then you only have an Eid Echad who said that it's not Mizuyib. So it's going to be Asad Baal Me'arer Upasaleh, the husband will pasaleh again. And for the Gemara on the fourth line, Kevin Yomamar, since we have a tradition, Bifnei Kama Noisnei Lo, when the Shliach Lohailoche comes from Medina Sayyam, is about to give the get to the woman, he says, I am the Shliach Lohailoche. We didn't discuss that yet. How does he prove that he's a Shliach Lohailoche? A guy just comes in from the clear blue sky. And he says, I'm a shlech locha locha. You believe him? So that's a major discussion. We're going to have to talk about that. How do you know he's a shliach la'olam? We'll get to that. It's a rush, big discussion. But so far the Gemara says, when he says, b'fananechtam, how many people, how much of a bezin do you need? He has to say this in the presence of a bezin. How big a bezin do you need? Mifnei kama nosna lo. How many people have to be there when he says b'fananechtam? So it's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina. One of them says, charam b'fnei shayim, charam b'fnei shloshim. The Gemara says later, where is this base? The Kaman Ham base. Gemara said they both agree, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina, they both agree you have to have a bezin of three. But shliach nasa eid, the eid nasa dain. The shliach can be one of the members of the bezin. So you have three. So one says, b'fnei shlosha, you need three people aside from the shliach la'ilochem. The other one says, no, why should you need three people aside from the shliach la'ilochem? Where is that Gemara? Hey, I'm in base. Here it is. It's about 13 lines from the top. You have two dots. Then it says, itma. The line begins with the word derib shimin. So it says, itma, b'fnei kama nosten lo, in the presence of how much of a bezin does he have to say before the nechter? Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina had a machlokes. Charam b'fnei shtayim, charam b'fnei shlosha. Then the Gemara is going to say, what are they fighting about? But Maikom b'fligi, a few lines later, the Gemara finally says, they all agree, lines later, so the Gemara, they all agree, need a bezin of three. And Mikar Adin, the shliach la'ilocha, can be one of the members of the bezin. Man yom b'fnei shlosha kasovar, that the shliach is not a baldova, shliach nasa'eid. Gemara continues. We'll have to learn the whole Gemara there, it's important. Gemara says, Mi'ikar adin, you should really be b'fnei shlosha, but the shliach should be able to serve as one of the three. So it should boil down b'fnei shnayim. But the Gemara says, Hocha b'hokam b'fligi. The line begins with those words. Hocha b'hokam b'fligi. The Marsava came with the Ishik share with the Havias Haget. The husband can send a shliach la'ilocha. It doesn't have to be a man. He can send a woman also, a Jewish one. He can't send a goy. Shliach, a goy can't be a shliach la'ilocha, but he can send a woman. That's a question. Ein b'toyres. Can a man appoint a woman as a shliach la'ilocha? Can a woman appoint a man as a shliach l'kabbalas aget? A man is never mekabel aget. A man gives a get, and a woman can never give a get. The woman can initiate the gerushin. So maybe you should argue the point and say, only a man can serve as a shliach la'ilocha, a woman cannot. It's wrong. The Gemara raises the issue, Gemara says, it's wrong. Yeshna b'toris gerushin. Doesn't have to be, you don't say, only women can be mekabel aget, so the shliach la'kabbalah has to be a woman. And only men can give a get, so the shliach la'ilocha has to be a man. A woman is ain't b'toris giving a get. You don't say like that. You say, Jewish men and women, if they're married, they can give a get, they can receive a get. So they're both yeshna b'torah is both. So that's what the Gemara says. Since the din is came in the ishik share with the habiyas haget, the husband can appoint a woman to be the shlech la'ilocha, and the woman is going to say b'fananechtam she'll be believed, and the woman is not kosher to serve as a member of the bezin. So you can't say shliach nasik, the shliach will serve as one of the three members of the bezin. A bezin has to be men. You can't have a bezin made of women. That's what it says in the Gemara. Bezin has to be men. So they both agree. B'fnei kama nosen lo, they both agree a bezin of three. And they both agree that din should have been. If the shliach la'iloch is a man, he should be, he's not a baldover, just like shliach nasa'eid. Shliach nasa'eid is like this. Let's say, I want to marry a certain girl, but the girl lives in a different city. So I buy a ring, and I send the shliach to go to Philadelphia and I say, give the ring to my girlfriend over there. Say, Hariyah Mukadesh Sli. So you have to have two kosher Aiden. When you say, Hariyah Mukadesh, you have to have Aiden Slikim Adam. So can the shliach serve as one of the two Aiden? So that's a machlokes in the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin, but the shliach nasa Aid. So we pass on shliach is nasa Aid. The shliach is not a baldover, even though he does the maisa Kedushin, he's doing the maisa Gerushin. He's not called the maisa. He's not called the Bala Maisa. The husband is the Bala Maisa. The husband is the Bala Maisa. the shliach is not the balamaisa apidin. So that's what Agamar says, just like shliach nasei, so too shliach nasei, because shliach is not a baldover, so too shliach can be one of the three dayanim. So that's why it should really be difnei shlosha, but the shliach should always be able to serve as one of the three. However, since sometimes a woman may be appointed to serve as the shliach la'alocha, to come and say b'fan ha'echta, and a woman cannot be part of a bezin, so that's why the other opinion was you should always have three people in addition to the shliach. Should never be mitzav the shliach, because he may make a mistake. They'll send a woman as the shliach la'alocha saged, and the people will make a mistake. They think you only need another two, and you really need another three there, because women can't be part of a bezin. That's the Gemara in Hayamid Beis. This is the Rashash has a kasha on this Gemara. The Gemara later on Pei Ches on the days when we spoke a little about the Parshas HaShavua, Parshas Shoftim, we spoke about this. Here, there's a Tosfos here, Pei Ches on the days, Tosfos de Mamasa Velo Lefnei Hadiotas. It says, Ela Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lefneihem. How do you translate the pasuk? So Tosis quotes a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tezvav. That Tosis, Peches, Lo Lefnei Hadiotas. They quote a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tezvav. But the Gemara says, Ela Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lefneihem. Lefneihem means the whole Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu should present all the dinim to the Jewish men and the women, everybody's included. Everything in Chosh Mish, but the men and the women have the same din. Dinim means nizikin. Dinim amunis, kinyonim. The women have exactly the same dinim as the men. There's a strange din in the Shulchan Aruch. We pass like that. A difference between a man and a woman as far as kinyachotzer. The chotzer of a man is mitam shlucha, and chotzer of a woman is mitam yad. That's a very strange gemara. That's how the Rif and the Rambam pasken like that. Chotzer de gavra is mitam shlucha, and chotzer de itza is mitam yad. It's very strange. The chilek between men and women, a choshe mishpat, very strange. That's problematic. But here the gemara learns that hishva kosev isha lelish, the chol dinim shabatar, dinim means dinim maminis in parsha mishpatim. So that's the word lifneihem. Lifneihem means everybody. Then the Gemara here has a different interpretation. Ela mishpatim asher tosim lifneihem. All cases should be adjudicated in a Jewish bezin. Lifneihem below lifnei akum. You shouldn't go to a non-Jewish court. And lifneihem below lifnei hadyotas. You have to present all the cases to rabbanim who have smicha. You shouldn't present it to hadyotas. Hadyotas mean learned people, but they don't have smicha. Because it says Elohim, Elohim Lashon Lechol means Dayanim Smuchim. So you need Smuchim. So Tosfos asks, if you put the two together, Lifneihem means men and women, and Lifneihem means only people have Smicha. So you see, women can have Smicha. They can give Smicha to women, and the women can be members of a Bezin. So is that correct? Or should I say no? There are two levels of interpretation. And Ela Mishpatim Shatosim Lifneihem, present all the dinim to the entire Jewish nation, men and the women, Ishvakos of Isha Leish, the Chol Dinim Shabbatar. In anything in Parsha Mishpatim, men and women are the same on that level. But on the additional level of interpretation, Ela Mishpatim Shatosim Lifneihem, Lifneihem goes on the Dayanim Smuchim, Lifneihem Lo Lifnei Hadyotis, Lifneihem Lo Lifnei Akum. So that only goes on men, perhaps. Maybe it doesn't go on women. So that's a machloikis and tesis. It looks, you get the impression as if that a woman can have smicha, that both opinions and tesis hold that yes, a woman can have smicha. But the question is whether a woman has smicha, can she serve as a member of a bezna or not? Why is that a shaila? Why is that a shaila? Because Tosfos quotes a Mishnah in Nida. Mishnah Nida says that you have that Tosfos. It says Mishnah Nida Perek Basim and Daf Mem Tes on the base. So the Mishnah says You have a pasuk in today says, "Reliyim salvas abanim abanim leyim salavas." What does that mean? So the Gemara understands that to mean leyim salavas be'edus banim, banim leyim sal be'edus salavas. That kroyvim a pasuk lahoy. Then you have another pasuk, "Al tashis yadchem rasha liyaseit chamas," and a rasha is pasuk leyedus. So kroyvim a psulim leyedus is a pasuk, and rasha is pasuk leyedus a pasuk. You don't have a pasuk that kroyvim a psulim ladun. And you don't have a pasuk that a ganav is pasul adun. So the Mishnah says, whoever is pasul hoy, it is pasul adun. That's a svar, a klal. The psukim only say after shorts from Rosh Elias eight chamas, and Rosh is pasul eidus. And the pasuk says liyum savas al banim means be eidus banim. The kroivim apsulim leidus, but it never says but the kroivim gazlanim apsulim ladun. But that's a svar. Whoever is pasul hoy is also pasul hoy. So they said, what about women? Are women kosher leidus? I said, then women are not kosher leidus. So if women are not kosher leidus, so it should follow based on the klal and the Mishnah. Kol pasul hoy is pasul adon. So women cannot serve as dayonim. Lochayre. So Tosis raises an issue. What about dvayre? It says he shofta es Yisrael. It says shoftim chapter dalet in Tanakh. Say for Shoftim chapter Dalet, it says he shoftas Yisrael. It does mean that Dvorah was a shoftas. She used to pass Kandini Torah. So Tess says, nah. Doesn't mean that. She was a shoftas. Doesn't mean Dine Torah. She was a leader in the Jewish people. Or maybe Shema, maybe Kibla Lehem. Either Mishnah has a klal, call a puzzle, or a puzzle. And Tess says, no, the klal in the Mishnah only goes on men, it doesn't go on women. Why? That's the first white line in the Tosafot. The klal of the Mishnah, however, is pasul hoy, pasul ladon. Klal only applies to men, doesn't apply to women. Why shouldn't it apply to women? So Rav Soloveitchik is to say, the pasuk tells us that kreivim are pasul lahoy. Pasuk tells us that a rosh is pasul lahoy. Al toshin start chumash elias et chomas. So the Tanoim had a feel. Whoever has a paslus lahoid is pasul also lahoid. But women, not that women are pasul lahoid. Why should a woman be pasul? We said the other day, women, the Nesivis quoted the Tum, there are six people who don't have a shame aid at all. Cheru shot v'kav and ever isha akum. So it's not that a woman is pasul lahoid. A woman doesn't have a shame aid at all. These six people don't have a shame aid at all. So that klal, whoever is pasul lahoid is pasul ladun, doesn't apply to women because women don't have a paslot, not that they're pasulot, therefore the pasulot. So that's a shaila in Tosfos. It would appear that both opinions in Tosfos would appear that a woman can have smicha, just a shaila, whether a woman could be a member of a bezna or not. How come today we don't allow women to have smicha? Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, it's the first page in Yeridei. For those who didn't get too far in Yeridei, the first page in Yeridei. If you learn Chulin, the first thesis in Chulin has a discussion, is a woman able to shecht or not? Would we permit women to shecht? They say, of course. There's a Mishnah in Zvachim that if a woman shechts the Karbonis, it's good. Even though a female Kohenes cannot do Kabbalah Saddam, Aloha Saddam, Zvika Saddam, only Bnei Aharon v'lo Bnei Saharon, but shechita ksheira bizarre, so you don't need a koyin zocher. So the shechita's karbonis is good if it's done by women. It's a Mishnah. If the women can shecht karbonis, they can shecht chulin also. So that's how we pass on the first page in Yeridei. Why is it the first page? Because everything in Shulchan Aruch is the way it appears in the Gemara. Not logical. If you're writing Hilchah Shechita, you wouldn't. The Rambam doesn't have that on the first page. Hilchah Shechita. Who's kosher? Lishkot. But in Yeridei, they put everything the way it appears in the Gemara. So it's the first Tosfos and the first Daf in Chulin. So it's the first page in Yeridei. So the Ramah there, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah writes it, Bikitzer. But if you look in the Ramah's commentary on the Tur, on the bottom of the page, it's called the Darkei Moshe. So the Ramah writes the following Pshara. An Isha can shecht, but you can't appoint a woman as the local shechet. In Europe, they used to have a rabbi, and they used to have the shechet in town. The shechet was the only other person who had a Yerideya in his house. The Balabatim didn't have a Yerideya. So when the rabbi would be on vacation, it was understood that the shochet was the assistant rabbi. So that's what the Rama says. A woman can shecht. If she wants to shecht on her own, let's shecht for the next door neighbor. But you can't appoint a woman to be the official shochet in town, because that's a violation of sorora. You're not permitted to have this was last week's sedra. Some tosim alach melach. So this is afraid darsh the melach v'leim malka. And it says, same tosim, okay, falashin. It means, kol mesim is ben mashma. Not only is it a din, melach v'leim malka, that you're not supposed to appoint a woman as the king, you're not any mesim. You shouldn't appoint a woman to any position of svara over men. A woman can be the president of the ladies' club. But to have a woman be the dean of the college for men, that's not right, unless they can't get a man. Thus, under the circumstances, that's the only person who qualified, the best person who qualified, then you have no choice. Sometimes they had a woman, was the Malka, who was running the whole country. They couldn't get a man who qualified. The Queen of England claims to be a descendant from the Malchus Beis David, and she's acting as the queen. So I guess there was no man who was a descendant from the Malchus Beis David who was fit for the job, so they appointed the Queen of England. Okay. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. You see, from the first page in Yerideya, the woman can shecht al pidin, but she shouldn't be appointed as the official shechet of the village. Because in Europe, the shechet used to be, it was understood, he was the assistant rabbi. When the rabbi would go on vacation, when the rabbi would be away at a convention or something, or for a wedding, they would ask the shaylos to the shechet, because the shechet had a Yerideya. The Balabatim didn't have all this one, not like now. Everybody has a whole Shas and a whole Shulchan Aruch and a whole Encyclopedia Talmudit and everything. People hardly had any smart. So smicha today, being the rabbi, that's a position of srora. So that's why you're not supposed to give smicha to a woman today. The Balei HaTosfos are talking smicha in Tanakh. Smicha, that's just a certification that the person knows how to learn, and therefore there was one opinion in Tosfos that a woman could be a member of a bezin. But the smicha sounds like that both opinions hold that that's okay. You can give smicha to a woman. The smicha today is a different. Today means the yeshiva can first smicha, means that person is qualified to function as a rabbi in a community. Rabbi community, that's a position of sorority. So that they're not supposed to give sorority to women. So the Rashash on Daf Peches, on that Tosfos, yes, the kasha. How can there be two opinions in Tosfos where the women are kosher to serve as members of a bezin? Says it's a befevish gemara in Hayamid Beis. The gemara said there was a machlokes Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yechanan. Bifnei kama nosnelo, when the shliach lo hilocha is about to deliver the get, before he gives the get, he has to say b'fan anechta, b'fan anechta. So it's like a kiyam ashtar. So kiyam ashtar, the witnesses have to testify in the presence of the bezin of three. So bifnei kama nosnelo. So one opinion is bifnei shlosha. The other says bifnei shnayim. Why? Because just like shliach nasa eid, we paskan like basil shliach nasa eid. The beginning of the second parak in kedushin, why has makloks of bisham and basil, whether shliach nasa eid or not? So bisham they say, how can the shliach be an aid? He's not kosher later. He's the baldover himself. He's doing the ma'aseh kedusha, giving over the get. How can you say shliach nasei? And we pass on shliach is nasei. He's not the baldover. Yodo ki yodo vaseyose kaseyose is considered as if the mishalech gave the get, as if the mishalech wasn't even there. Mishalech lives on the other side of the world, but he sent me to do the shlichas. So I say yodo ki yodi aseyose kaseyodo aseyoso. It's considered as if the chosen gave the tabas kedushin. It's considered as if the husband gave the get. I did the ma'aseh kavbi yama. I gave over the ring, and I say harat mekudesh. But I'm not the bala ma'aseh. Yodo ki yodo shluchos l'adam ke ma'aseh. It's considered that the mishalech did the ma'aseh. So that's why shaliach is kosher to serve as an eid. Just like we pass like the silo, shaliach nase eid. That's how you read the gemara there. Just like shaliach nase eid. He's not a baldin, he's not a baldover. So too, the shliach is nasa dayan. He should be counted as one of the three. If ne kama nosnalon, the only reason why one of them insists, if ne shlosha, aside from the shliach, because Zimnan, sometimes the husband will send a woman to serve as the shliach. Doesn't mean the wife. The husband can appoint a woman to deliver the get. A woman is called Yeshna Meteris. And a man is Yeshna Meteris Kabbalah Saget also. Yeshna Meteris Gerishin. Doesn't have to be Meteris that. The more later in Gittin raises that question, the more said that's not a problem. You see from the Mishnah, that's called Yeshna Meteris Gerishin. So the Gemara here said first that a woman came in the Yishik Sheva Lahavi Saget Zimnan Maisi Lo Itza. Sometimes the woman will bring a get, she will be the shlich la'ilacha, and they'll count her as one of the three members of the Bezin, and a woman cannot be a member of the Bezin. Is that against that opinion in Tosis? How can there be two opinions in Tosis? So the Rosh Hashanah asked the Kashi, he says, look in Bava Kamma, I gave an answer. I didn't have a chance to look. Anybody look? The Rosh Hashanah in Bava Kamma, Adaf Tezvav. Here, Adaf Perez, he says, look what he wrote in Bava Kamma, gotta take a look. Remember, when they asked this to Rav Soloveitchik, don't you see from the Gemara? Like that one opinion, they asked him the Rosh Hashanah Shaila. So he said he thinks that maybe there's a difference between a Bezdin who's paskening and a Bezdin who's just doing Lekiyah Madorah. Lekiyah Madorah. You need Kabbalah Seder's Bifnei Bezdin. You need, when you say Bifananech, Bifananech, you have to say in the presence of a Bezdin. But they're not paskening anything. So whenever he needed Bezdin Lekiyah Madorah, that apparently the Gemara thinks women cannot be members of such a Bezdin. Whenever it's a Bezdin for paskening purposes, the Tosis has one opinion. If the woman has smicha, she can menater. She can be part of a Bezdin. For example, she can be part of the Bezdin. Okay, so where are we? Nachamon. Here on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Gemara asks, Hai kulahu chumrahu, shum yigun akilu berabbanan, meikar adin, you don't even need the eid echad, because we should really have the right to assume stam safra the dynamic magmiri, and it's a mir chen and matzah, it's miyuta de miyuta, miyuta de miyuta, even Ramneh is not chayish. So we should really have the right to rely that the get was written l'shma, we shouldn't be mesupim. But Rabbanu hu diatzrach is just a chumer mid Rabbanu to be choshish for the miyuta, the miyuta. So he said, it's only a chashash mid Rabbanu, must speak if you have any edech. Shum yigun akilu berabbanu. They're not going to make it to what? Then the Gemara says on the top line of Gimel Amud Aleph, Hai kuluhu, chumrahu, you're messing her up. What's going to be later? If you only have Eidechot, the Shleil Aloch is going to be an Eidechot. He's going to say, Bifanaynechta, but what are you going to do later after Baal will come and be Maharal? So we'll believe the Baal, he'll passel again. If he would require two, the Baal wouldn't be able to passel again. So you're messing the woman up. What's the seichel of making a kula? It's going to be a kula, it's maybe the Rechumer. Going to ruin her? And for the Gemara, no. On the fourth line, came in the Yom HaMar. Since we know that the Shliach Lo Ilocha has to say, b'fananechtem in the presence of a Bezin, with a Bezin of three, aside from him, or he's one of the three, but it has to say in the presence of a Bezin. So, Meikor and Meidig Daik, the Shliach Lo Ilocha will be very medayik, and therefore the husband is not going to come later and be ma'arer and say that the whole get is mezuyif. Like Milsa David Leglui Loi Mishakri Enchi, the Gemara says. The Gemara says in Chulin, I want to go to the store and buy eggs, so I tell him I want eggs. Well, by us there are. It's government controlled, everything, you don't have to work. But let's say in the days of the Gemara, a Goyish farmer comes and he's selling eggs. So I tell him, but I need eggs from a hen, not eggs from an eagle, eggs from a non-kosher bird, a non-kosher, a yotzim and a tomi-tomi. Marchulun learns that from the pasuk bas haya'ano. Why only the female of the yana is us and the male is mutter? Why is only bas haya'ano? Well, it says, no, bas haya'ano means a beitzas haya'ano. The beitzah zayif tami is also like chola beim atmeya. A yotzman atami tami. The milk that comes from a non-kosher animal is not kosher, pig's milk, and the eggs that are laid by the eagles are not kosher. So the Gemara says, so what do you do if you have a non-Jew is selling eggs? How do you know he's telling the truth? I ask him, are they from a hen? He says, yeah. He knows that Jews don't eat eagles' eggs. He says, yeah, it's from a hen. So the Gemara says he's not going to lie, because when I take the eggs home and I'm going to crack it open, When you look on the outside, you can't tell. When you look on the inside, you can tell right away whether it's from an eagle or from a kosher bird or non-kosher bird. Gemara tells you how you can tell. So the Gemara says, Milsa David Legluy Loy Meshach Richa. Guy's not going to tell a lie if he can get caught red-handed in the lie. One of the customers is going to take home, they're going to crack it open, he's going to run into the street and scream, Ganef, Gazlan, you're a liar. And he's going to ruin his reputation, ruin all of his business. None of the Jews will ever buy any eggs from him. So because it's Milsa David Legluy, not that the Goy has that money, the Achri doesn't have that money. Nachi doesn't have them on it, but he's not going to tell a lie on a milsa David Likloy. That's what the Gemara says. There's such a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah also. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has an interesting question. When they used to send, when Bizmanchi Kitcho Piharia, they used to wait, the Bezin would calculate when is going to be the Moilad. So they would wait after the Moilad, for 11. Morris says, I think Morris says, 18 hours, the moon disappears. In between the last moon and this moon, so 18 hours, you can't see the moon. Vilchashos mechasi sihara. The moon cannot be seen. So the Bez knows when it's possible for people to see the Moilad Halvan. They may be seeing the moon. First the moon gets bigger, 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 then it gets smaller, someone else is about to disappear. When it's about to disappear, someone will say, yeah, I just saw the new moon. That's not the new moon, that's the old moon that's about to disappear. So Bezin calculates when is going to be the Moilad and when is the first time. And then after the Moilad, for 18 hours, he can't see the Levana. So Bezin calculates when is the earliest time that is possible for someone to see the Levana. So then they'll open up their office and they'll be ready to be Mekabalatis. And people will come and say they saw the Levana. So after the Bezin determines today is Rosh Chodesh, they declare today is Rosh Chodesh, then used to send people on horseback to go notify all the communities that when Rosh Chodesh was. So the Gemara asked the question, why don't you require two Edim? Why? It's Mominus, it's Nefoshes, it's Tov Shebi'erva. Interesting. The Gemara holds that you need two Edim. The Gemara says, we're makel over here because Milsa David Eligluy Eloy Meshach Rianchi. The guy going on the horseback is not going to tell a lie because they all know him. He comes every month. He's going to tell a lie. They're going to chop him in a lie. They're going to see the moon. They're going to see the moon is going to disappear. Then it's going to appear again. Or they're going to find out that Bezin made the other day Rosh Chodesh. So it's stupid for the guy. He's going to get caught red-handed in the lie. And he's going to be Meshaker. Just like by the Goy, who says that these eggs are from a hen, not from an eagle, we can catch him in a lie later on. So he's not going to tell a lie. So too, the shliach on the horseback not going to tell a lie. Why did the Gemara think that you need two edim in the first place? That's interesting. Why did the Gemara think, why is Meikar Adin, why should you have required, why it's a Dovish of Yerva? Why should you require two edim on Kiddush HaChodesh? It's an interesting Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, so that's what the Gemara says over here. Meikar Medik Daik, since the shliach lohi lochat, as you got to think about that. Why did the Gemara think Meikar Adin that you need two edim? There's also the Rosh quotes, the Rosh HaMoikot, and quotes the Maharam Rutenberg. If an Eid Echad comes and he tells someone that his relative, let's say, the doctor in hospital calls the guy up and he says, your father just passed away. He's in the hospital. So the person has to begin observing Avelus. So the Maharam asked the question, shouldn't you require two Eid? Why should you require two Eidim? Well, why is it a question? So Maharam Rotenberg was the Rebbe of the Rosh. So he says, it's a milsa David Ligluy Loy Meshach Rianchi. The doctor in the hospital is not going to tell a lie. He's going to get caught red-handed. He's going to contact the police. They told me my father died. He didn't die. He's still alive. So what's going on? You're going to call the undertaker. You're going to find out right away whether he's telling the truth, telling a lie. So since milsa David Ligluy Loy Meshach Rianchi, guys, unless a person comes from another country and he says, your father died. He comes from Poland and my father was in Poland. Your father died. So the Gemara, so the Maharam Rutenberg is quoted by the Rosh and might cut, you believe him because Milsa Abigalula, Mshakrinchi. I'm going to find out later on the truth. So the guy will be then embarrassed to tell me a lie. So why does he think that Meikar Adin? Why did it have to come on to the reason Milsa Abigalula, Mshakrinchi? Why don't you just say, Erech and Embe Surim? So that's a good question. By the Kiddush HaChodesh, why the Gemara thought like that? And by the Avelos, is what to discuss. Okay, Rabbi Chana Basman has a beautiful essay about the Avelos. It doesn't talk about the Kiddush HaChodesh. So let's see again, what did Gemara say? Gemara raises a question. Isn't this a stupid takana? Making a takana that the Eid Echad, who says the Shliach HaLocha should be believed, you're going to ruin the girl for life. What's going to be later if the husband comes? It's a kula dosi, it's a kula hamavila de chumra. You're going to ruin. Hai kula hu chumra hu. If you would have required two Eidim to say before an echtav, then wouldn't believe the husband if he comes later on and he says that it's mezuyah. But now they only had Eid Echad, so if the husband's going to come, then Bimar will say that the whole get is mezuyah. So he'll ruin her for life. So Gemara says no. Says he's made a dayik. The shliach ha'ilocha is not going to want to tell a lie because he's going to have to give this hakodah seidus before an echtam in the presence of a dozen of three. Even if he counts as one of the three, it does make a difference whether he does or he doesn't. But he has to. There's so much formality here, so he's going to be afraid to tell a lie. It's like a milsa daber l'glui. Made a dayik. The shliach is going to be medayik, and therefore also the ruy nafshein. It's not going to happen. Don't worry, it's not going to happen. Shine. That's what the Gemara says. Don't worry about it. He's going to be medayik, and it won't come out to be a psul. So here, Tosfos has Tosfos di mamas chachad osi bal mar posale. Tosfos has a machlokes with the re bal Tosfos. The Gemara says osi bal ma'arer uposale. The husband will come and he'll say the whole get was mezuyah, for the whole get was written shalom l'shma, and he'll pasal a get. So the Gemara says, pasal a. Sounds like the husband will come, he'll really pasal a get. Yesh l'farsh, the Tosha starts like that, yesh l'farsh, simple reading in the Gemara, pasal a mamish, the get will be pasal. Abagab v'loy mehemet, the husband doesn't have, why should the husband have that monas? He said, eina machsim al ashtar, na'as gemish nechre dusa mebezen. And I told you, you don't need a kiyum ashtar. The wife has the get now. The shliach la'alocha gave it to the wife. She's holding on to the get. He's saying, "Mistam ma'akol b'hech shenasa." The get is good the way it is. So if the husband is going to come later on, you don't believe him. You don't believe him. It's only if you have a malvin a loiva. The loiva says mezuyah, and the loiva is muchzak on the money. Then you have to make kiyum. But over here, then you don't need any kiyum. So what do you mean? Osi balmar pasale. The husband doesn't have any monies. That's only leke el alaz b'yalma. It's a fake over here. The husband will may see laz on the get. I'll say the get is no good. But al pidin, he doesn't have that money. But nonetheless, the Gemara says, we should be concerned about that. We ought to be concerned. Gemara, you don't have to be concerned, because meikar meidik daik, you've got to be careful. That's what the Baal HaTosis said. That the Gemara says, asi ba ma'ar, upasale, the get will be pasal me the rabbanon, because of the ear of the Baal, even though in Torah, Eidim Asum al Ashtar Nasik, Mishin Nechru, it's in Bezen. And then at the end, the last seven lines in the Tosha, Mirin and Iri Leri Lefarishke, the Re thinks that it's not correct. She hate Possum, Shum Lazbi Alma. We know that it's kosher. The husband's Hakta Chani. So he says, no. Iri Lefarish, Possel, Aina, Shia, Minu, Lelaz, Alma, Koma, Koma, get kosher. Not. We want to avoid there shouldn't be laws on the get. We don't want people to be motzi laws on the get. You shouldn't think that there was something wrong with the get, that the children from the next husband would be mamzer. But strictly speaking, you shouldn't. The reholder shouldn't take the more literally posole. I say bal meyara el hakachainik. But so that's 2 days in Tosfos. 2 days in Tosfos. The Rambam has a wild sheet to hear. The Rambam has, is there a Rambam there on the windowsill, Hilchus Gerishin? Ishus, is there a Rambam Ishus? You take a look in the Rambam has a wild sheet over here. Famous Rambam? No, nothing. I didn't discover America. Here, Perek Zion, and Hilchas Gerishin, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, if you maybe get Eretz Yisrael, mean welcome Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. The Rambam's going to go through the whole calculations. Why not? Okay. But then he says, if bo habal be'irer v'omar lo gir ashti me'olam, and he says, get shuhuv olam mezuyifu, iskayim b'chesamav. Im lo iskayim b'chesamav, the husband says, a get is mezuyif, and we can't make her kiyum ashtar. So the Rambam says, the child is a mamzer, the woman is an eshes ish min ha-Torah. Why? We just said, if the malva comes to the loiva with a shtar, and the loiva says, I don't know who in the world you are, the shtar must be mezuyif. I never saw you before. I never borrowed any money from you. What are you telling me, shtar? So min ha-Torah, eidim ha-samal ha-shtar nasa k'mishin nechkwet. That's Rish Lakish's statement. The whole need for kiyum is only with the Rabbanan. So why all of a sudden over here, if the husband tain is mezuyif, the need for kiyum is min ha-Torah, and if v'im lo niskayim, we say the woman is an eshes ish min ha-Torah, and if she marries, she has children, the children will be mamzerim min ha-Torah. And the Rambam has it before also perek vav. The Nisim came to tell you, look before perek vav. Halach zayin. Rambam has it again. The Rambam says, what in the world is he talking about? Whoa, there's a chiddush on top of a chiddush. Perek vav halacha zayin. Perek zayin halacha beis. The Rambam says, when you have ir habal, you need kiyum. And if you don't succeed in getting a kiyum, the vlad is a mamzer min ha-Torah. So the Rambam holds that the need for kiyum ashtar is their rice over here. What happened to Rish Lakish says? It's only with the Rabbanan. How come all of a sudden over here it became a din der reis? So the Neisei Kelim over there explain. I think the Mishnah Melech explains, or the Lecha Mishnah. They explain, when you have a malva and a loiva, each one has a tainas bari. The malva says, I have the shtar, I lent you $100,000 and you owe me the money. So you have tfisas bala shtar, and you have a tainas bari. He says, I lent you the money and you never paid me back the money. So therefore the need for... when the loiv the tainis mezuyif, min ha-Torah is not neman. When the shliach la'ilacha gives a get to the woman, so the woman has a tainis bari. Later on, the husband comes and he said the get mezuyif. She doesn't know whether it's mezuyif or not. She says, the shliach la'ilacha, a man came, and he proved that he's a shliach la'ilacha. We didn't discuss that yet. How does the shliach la'ilacha prove that he is a shliach? Does he have to prove? And if he does have to, how does he prove that he's a shlech? That's what the Rosh discusses. There's a fantastic rivet on that also. How does the shlech la'alacha prove that he's a shlech? But the wife doesn't know. She says, someone proved that he was a shlech la'alacha to the satisfaction of the rabbis in town, and he gave me the get. I don't know if the get was written l'shma. I don't know if the get is mezuyif. He gave me a get. So since the wife who's holding on to the get now doesn't have a tainis bari, when they write this, and they write tainis bari, beis resh yud aleph. That's a misspelling. If you're healthy, you spell bari. A chayla is sick, and a bari is healthy. That's beis resh yud aleph. Bari tainis bari is beis resh yud. It's not beis resh yud aleph. That's a mistake. But anyway, when they noise the kelim on the Rambam, they say the Rambam has this chiddush. When the malva and the loiva contradict each other, the malva comes with a shtar, and he says, tainis bari, I lent you $100,000. Here's the shtar. You owe me the money, you never paid it back. He has a tainis bari. And the loiva has a tainis bari. He says, I never saw you before, I don't know who in the world you are. It's mezuyif. So there, Rish Lakish says that the need for kiyum is only by the Rabbanan. That's why Kotan Shehid Bil is Neman Adirim. The Rabbanan by kiyum shtaris. That's why you have a lot of kulas in kiyum shtaris. But over here by the get, if the Baal says that the get is mezuyif, I never wrote it, the Isha doesn't have a tainis bari against it. How can she have a tainis bari? She's holding on to the get. She has tfisas bala shtar on the shtar, but she doesn't have a tainis bari. She says the man proved to the satisfaction of the Rabbanim that he's the shliach la'ilacha, and he gave me the get. I don't know if it was written l'shma, but the woman doesn't have a tainis bari. So the Rambam holds a chiddush niflo, that's a din d'oraisa, that the husband is neman min ha-Torah to ruin the get. Not like either the pin. Tosafot have two shittas. So the Ri Yazokin, the Ri Balatosa held, Osid Balama Arer, Kahakta Chainik, Alpidin, the get is not puzzle. The Gemara says the puzzle means that Baal will claim that the get is puzzle, but we won't even puzzle the get when the Rabban. The first Balatosa writes, Yesh Lefarsh to puzzle Mamish. Even though it's only Allah's, but when the Rabbanim they puzzle it. The Ramah, that is puzzle and Atur. That's a pillar. How can it be puzzle and Atur? He has in his safe on the Rambam some complicated explanation here on this Rambam. Why does the Rambam hold only by get? What about other other stories? You don't say like that. When the Levi says Mizuyev, the need for the Malva to make Kiyum Hashar is only by the Rabbanon, it's not Minatar. Why is all of a sudden over here by get the need to make Kiyum Hashar is the Araisa? Because the Isha, that's a nice again say, because the Isha doesn't have a Tainus Bari. That's a mechudish. Mechudish the kashita. Anyway, those are the three shitas. The Ri Balatai says, if the Baal is ma'arer, it's only laz bi'almo. But the Chachamim were concerned about that laz. And the Balatai said, no, it's only laz, but mid the Rabbanan they pasal the get. And the Rambam holds, no, mid a turn pasal the get. Why should it be? Manishtana get from every other shah. So he said, because by the get, the woman does not have a tainus bori. But in Malvin the loiva, the Malva has a tainus bari. He says, I know who you are, I lent you the money. I'm holding on to the shtar. And he has a tainus bari that he lent him the money once and back. But over here, the woman doesn't have a tainus bari. So therefore, the ir habal works matar. What's Bitoris what? That's a question. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Or should we start the next gemara? Yashar, how do you paskin over here? Machlek the rabbi and rabbi, how do you paskin? So it's a machlek harishayim. Whether you pass like rabbi, you pass like rabbi. What's the difference halacha lemaisa? So there is a difference halacha lemaisa. The Gemara has rabbi amalach. What's the Gemara has six lines on the bottom. Rabbam Otto Hochi Kam Yadin and Mila Mehem, the Kim Kam Yadin Mehem, the Yosef the Chluf, the Kim Shtor is the Yama Beit Echot. And Rabbi holds no, if you say Yadino is no good. The Gemara has a Machlekes, Rabbi and Rabbi, Aloha Lamaisa, whether Yadino is good. What's Yadino in the plural? What about Yadaiti? What if the Shliach Lohelocha is a single Shliach, not Yadino in the plural? So that's a Machlekes, Rashi and Tosis, if you saw the Tosis Otto. So Tosfos has a machlokes with Rashi. Rashi understands that even if the shliach halacha is all by himself, and he doesn't say before an echtam, before an echtam, he says I wasn't there when it was written, but the husband gave me the get, and he told me it was written lishma. He told me I should deliver it. He told me it's not mizuyev. So yadayna was also good. He doesn't have to be there. So Rashi says if you hold like Rava, that is because of Kiyam Shtoris, then Yadainu, Yadaiti would be good. So he says, no, Yadainu, Yadainu, if there are two, but if you have an Eid Echad, a Shliach, one single Shliach, Lailoche, he says, Yadaiti, the husband told me, that's no good. So that's a Machlekes. Rashi and Tais says, what did Rabbi say? So if you pass like Rabbi, it will be enough Kamina. Pass like Rabbi, whether Yadainu or Yadaiti would be good. Take a look. The rest of the Gemara just makes the calculations. Why they made the takana like this? Then the Gemara asks, whose shita is that? Okay, so maybe tomorrow is a regular day, a normal day. So tomorrow, believe that, it will start from the top line on our base. Try to find out, why is Mechuba puzzle? Where's the puzzle in Chumash that if you write a get from Mechuba? I carve out the get on the bark of a tree and I give the woman the whole tree. So why is that no good? Why is that possible? And then take a look at the Tosfos, and some of the Tosfos are very important, because the big Sav Yodai. Then the big Tosfos, Gadol Nechashim Shabbatim, that's cheerful topics. Okay.